is what brings us together today.
Ah, marriage, raising kids, building a family. Those were the things we dreamed of.
Tuck your daughter in!
Away!
Just calm down.
I've given you the best years of my life.
Take out the trash!
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I want a divorce!
Welcome to Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, diving into what it means to thrive, not merely survive in marriage, parenting, and family life. And now your host, this is Pastor Brad Bigney.
Oh, you're listening to Thrive, and I'm your host, Brad Bigney, with my wife, Vicky, by my side, sort of.
Yeah, we're back, Thrive family, together.
And today we want to keep talking about mouth in marriage, because there's probably no bigger issue at play that's affecting your marriage. And I would add, not a better starting point. Mm. Maybe you've been thinking, there's so many things wrong in our marriage, I don't know where to start. I really believe start with your mouth. Mm-hmm. And very often, if you start with your mouth and you really want to see something change, you got to back it up. Start with your heart.
Yeah.
Because your heart is fueling and feeding your mouth. And then your mouth is leading your marriage to a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you don't like where you're standing, don't like where you're sitting, don't like what you're experiencing. Please consider this one thing, if you begin to be more conscious of what you're doing with your mouth, because the Bible teaches that your words are always tied to your heart, which is why the Bible doesn't allow you to say things like, oh, I didn't really mean that. You said it. Oh, I was joking. I wasn't even thinking when I said that.
Yeah, and guess what? The Bible doesn't leave it fuzzy as to whether or not we're accountable for those moments. It says we are.
Yeah. It doesn't say you're only accountable if you were thinking about it when you said it.
Mm-hmm.
You're only accountable when you meant it. If it came out of your mouth, you're accountable. And Jesus hits the whole thing head on in Matthew 12 when he ties our words to our hearts and then holds us accountable for them.
Mm-hmm.
What's that passage say again? Jesus speaking, Vicky.
Right. Matthew 12, 34 and verse 36. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. And I really like the ESV on this. It says, for whatever is in your heart determines what you say. So it's basically just your mouth is an overflow of what's going on in your heart and in your thinking.
Yeah. And even scary thought and a very clarifying and contrary thought to what we tend to think. Notice he says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. So if you said it, guess what? There's a lot of that in your heart. And it might have been ugly. There's a lot of ugly in your heart. It might have been really harsh. Guess what? There's a lot of harsh in your heart. So what came out of your mouth is not like, well, that's not really, really predominantly who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's pretty sobering. In other words, Jesus gives no place for saying, that's not really me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two problems with that kind of thinking, and we're all guilty of it. The first problem is, even when you're not thinking, it still reveals your heart. In fact, consider this, especially when you're not thinking is when your heart gets revealed, because you weren't being as careful with your words to filter them, to shape them. Well, I wouldn't want them to know that or sense that I'm that.
Right.
It's when you aren't thinking that we actually see your heart most.
So basically what you really believe is now coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's the unfiltered, I wasn't thinking moments that really show who you really are.
Yeah. And so that's the first problem. Mm-hmm. When you're not thinking is when we really see your heart.
Right.
Because you're not being as careful to filter it and shape it and change it. And problem number two is, your words do not have to be intentional. I didn't mean to be accountable for them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, if it comes out of your mouth, it comes out of your heart. So you are accountable for it. And that's why Jesus says we're going to give an account for every careless word, not every carefully scripted word.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be carefully scripted to be held accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
Careless also will be held accountable for. So I hope that in these series of shows, we're changing some of your opinions. If you're like, I've not been in trouble with sexual sin, and I've got a handle on my money, and I'm treating my kids right, but my mouth is just out of control.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Maybe when I have a little extra time, I'll work on
right.
that.
Right. It's really not that bad of a sin.
And it's funny how human nature is such that often the sin that is our biggest problem is the one that we minimize
that's
and
a great
say,
point. Yeah.
One day, someday I'll work on that because mm-hmm. that's not a big deal.
Yeah. And that's really not true. Yeah.
If mouth is a problem for you at all, I guarantee you, if you were to ask God, hey, what do you think? What do you want me to work on this mm-hmm. year? He'd say mouth.
Yeah.
Mouth. Because mouth is the rudder that directs your life. Mouth is what sets on fire mm-hmm. good things and burns it to the ground. And mouth is what we will be accountable for. So please don't think just because other areas are good, I got nothing to work on because it's just my mouth.
Right. That's right. You have to put forth effort, and we have to put off old ways and put on new ways as we renew our minds, which we're going to talk about a little more, with what God says versus what we feel and think. And I think this is interesting because, you know, we put forth effort in other areas of our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now the big new thing is you need to eat protein. Now it's not just protein, it's fiber. You need to eat protein and fiber. You need to exercise 3 times a week. There's different things I'm trying to put in place that I put, but it takes effort.
Yeah.
I have to think every time.
You have to work at it.
Right. And that's really most of life.
And give thought to it.
But when it comes to spiritual things, it's like, well, this should just happen, or I think it'll just happen over time.
Well, worst thing that I hear, and Christians tend to think, I got a mouth problem.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing about it? I prayed.
Right.
In counseling all the time, when I start new sessions, I'll say, what's the problem as you see it? And
right.
they'll unpack it. Then I'll say, what have you done about it so far? Top mm-hmm. answer I get is I've prayed.
Which, that's a good start.
It is, but listen to my follow-up question,
yeah.
and I'll say, and what has God told you you need to do? And they will stare at me like that's the weirdest question. I hope you realize, you guys, too many Christians think prayer is this magic bullet.
Right.
I'm getting angry. God, remove my anger. I know of no one
mm-hmm.
that it happened that way.
Yeah.
God will
put forth effort.
Get your attention that it's wrong. God will catch you in the moment by his Spirit. God will begin to reveal to you what's underneath your anger, what's fueling
mm-hmm.
it. But you will be the one that has to, and the word Vicky was working with, work.
Right. I mean, another example is,
you'll have to work on it.
Since we've had 5 kids for a long time, they're all out of the home now. So I've taken up another hobby that I really love that I did early on when we got married, watercolors.
Oh, and she's good at it.
Thanks,
oh, you
baby.
Should see this crab that she did the other day.
Aww.
I mean, when she came home with it, it was like, wow.
But that's a perfect example.
Her and the girls took a day trip to a state park and sat together and did
watercolor. It was so much fun.
I thought her crab was the best.
Oh, he's a little.
And I'm not just saying that.
Maybe he might. But I think just like with that, as I've done research and read up on it and watched YouTube videos, this one man that was really good, he said basically, you need to paint every single day. He said, because you know what? You're going to get better at it. And I thought, that makes sense. He said, even if you just get a piece of paper and you draw straight lines across with your brush, you're helping learn how to call the colors. You know, sometimes it's lighter if you use less paint. If you use more water, it does something differently. He just said, paint every day. Mm. Put effort into this. And you know what? You're going to get better. So that's actually one of my new goals. I'm thinking, if I can paint 3 times a week, I'm going to get better.
And so maybe love on me every day.
Yes.
Girl, you'll get better at it. Huh?
But it takes effort. So this isn't just going to happen.
Yeah.
So once again, we don't do this in any other area of our life, but we just expect spiritual things. Like we just did a marriage conference and he said, you know, just think, I want to be more loving and gentle. And then he like does this little boom, like he's been struck by lightning. Wish
you
could see
people,
it. It's really
funny.
You know,
I want to be more loving and gentle. And just all of a sudden I woke up one morning, copy Bible, and whoa.
It just came upon him.
I mean, a wave of gentle compassion.
We wish it would, but it's not going to happen.
I got to tell you, that's what kind of gets touted and trotted around the Instagram world or platformed at conferences.
Right.
That is not how people change. Mm-hmm. You do not just pray and say, God, take away my anger. God, change my mouth. Mm-hmm. Please do pray. Have you prayed about our marriage? Me too. But
I still
I've prayed that God will help me work hard on what he showed me through prayer.
Right.
Needs to be better.
And he's so gracious. Once again, we've said this before. He's not going to name 15 things.
No.
But he might name one or two that you need to be working on. And then if you're listening to his Holy Spirit, like Brad will say, it's like, right now, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you need to respond differently than you did last time.
I've prayed at the start of my day and said, here we go, God. I want to do better. Catch me in the moment about to do what I always do and help me not renew my mind.
He does.
And it's a process, but it's work. Mm-hmm. But it's work well worth doing, especially as it relates to your spouse and how you are relating to each other with words. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll keep plowing ahead on helping you understand how could I begin to get a different harvest from the words that I'm sowing in our marriage.
And we'll be back with more from Brad and Vicki in just a moment. Hey, do you know, real quick, let me tell you this in case you haven't picked up on it yet. No one anywhere bought an ad to make this show possible. There's no sponsorship behind Thrive. I don't know if you've realized that, but the reason that you're able to listen to Thrive or any of the resources that we produce here at Fortis Institute is it comes down to a regular group of men and women just like you who basically they've been impacted somehow in their life. They've been shaped by some of the things that they've heard here at Fortis Institute, and they wanted to make sure that the teaching that we're creating, the content that we're creating continues to go out. And they were able to continue doing it. So they fund it themselves. They join us as gospel partners. Maybe there's been something that you've heard here that has impacted you in some way, shape, or form, and you also would want to consider joining us as a gospel partner. Well, we've got all of the answers to all of the questions you might have about what it would look like in your life to join us. And those answers are available right now at fortisinstitute.org. So I want to point you there, but I also want to tell you couple of caveats to that. While we would be honored to link arms with you and partner with you, we don't want you to give to our ministry if you're not giving to your local church. That's your number one giving priority as a Christian, is to your local church. So never give to us over your local church. And number two, never give to us if it would be a burden for you. Those are two caveats that are pretty much non-negotiables for us. So we want you to have those areas of your life taken care of before you join us. So do that. And then once those areas are taken care of and you have a margin to join us, then you can get onto the details at fortisinstitute.org. And again, make sure you have Fortis Plus close to you, whether it's on your smartphone or your smart TV. That's our distribution hub. That's how we release all the content that we're creating. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Like, the content doesn't cost, the app doesn't cost. Nothing that we do is hidden behind a paywall. So you have really no reason not to have Fortis Plus on your smartphone or your smart TV. And you can download it right now by going to the App Store where you download apps on your smartphone or your smart TV. Or you can just bookmark and favorite fortisplus.org. Now let's get back to Pastor Brad and Vicki. This is Thrive.
Welcome back to Thrive.
You're exactly like your mother.
Are you kidding me?
Life with you was joyless.
And now back to your host, Pastor Brad Bigney.
Oh, you're listening to Thrive. And we're talking about our mouth and our marriage. And if you've gotten to a place, and who hasn't, I don't think there's any couples like, no, I've never misused words in our marriage. Mm-hmm. No, I've never hurt my spouse. Who has not found themselves thinking, you know what? I could do better with the way I speak to my mate. I could be better with words. If that's you, oh, what would move you in a new direction? How would you get forming new habits about how you use your words and communication?
And just like we talked about me working on watercolors, this thing is much more... it's much more important than watercolors or any other thing you're doing.
What's at fiber stake and protein is much higher. And yet, to Vicki's point, sometimes we give it little effort and we hope it'll get better and we pray that it'll get better, but we don't do anything to make it better. And so in counseling, I love to tell my counselees, you must put forth effort. They'll look at me and say, So do I do it or does God do it? Mm-hmm. And my answer every time is yes.
Yeah.
So God is ready to do it through you, but you have to choose to do it and lean in and say, here we go, God. He will give you, I call it a grace-empowered effort.
Yeah,
I like He would that. Love to give you grace. And He's given you His Holy Spirit. He's given you direct access to His throne day and night to pray and say, God, help me. Help me right now. And so we're talking about the power of words and how words are like seeds that are sown in your marriage. And guess what? What you sow will begin to grow. So you can't say, I don't know why we have this. I don't know why we have this. I don't know why we don't have more of that. If you were to trace back your words and seeds that have been sown, it would explain what's growing
yes.
in your marriage. And that's why I love what biblical counselor and author Paul Tripp said. He said, because our words have power and direction, they always produce some kind of harvest.
A harvest. That's a powerful image.
Yeah.
We're always planting something with our speech.
We are. And so I want you to get a hold of, when you read God's word, He has a lot to say about communication, and He speaks on multiple levels because God cares about what, and you'll see verses that are drilling more into how you right. say it, and then you'll see verses that are drilling into, now why did you say that? Did you need to say that? What was driving that? Mm. What's the motive? What's behind it?
Right.
He cares about what. So think about the content of your words.
Mm-hmm.
He cares about how.
Yeah.
Are you bringing it gently enough?
Right.
Are you starting these conversations right? Are you framing it as an accusation or are you just sharing your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about a problem or are you now assassinating character? Oh, it matters what, it matters how, and it matters why.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit it a couple of times in the shows leading up to this. The goal is connection,
yes,
not victory.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a win-lose mentality, you're probably using words wrongly. It's not win-lose, it's connect, connect, connect. And before we go any further, you hear us talk about the Bible, love it. If you're not going to read any other book to help you with your mouth and your marriage, make it the Bible. But if you're interested in other resources in addition to the Bible, let me highlight two that I absolutely love. One of them is by Stuart Scott. He was our biblical counselor forever ago.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give him
for
a
Stuart
shout
Scott.
Out. We love you, Stuart.
We do love him.
He's still a phenomenal counselor. He's a professor and he writes good stuff. He has a booklet that you could get on Amazon called Communication and Conflict Resolution. It's excellent. But, oh, I'm telling you what, my all-time favorite resource I'm using with couples right now is a new series by P&R Publication called 31 Day Devotional On. There's one on anger. There's one on fear mm-hmm. of man. There's one on your painful past.
Yes.
But guess what? There's one on communication. And it's titled Talking as Teammates.
Yeah, I mean, like that name.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, and we've gotten such good feedback from this.
The title itself gets it right,
mm-hmm.
and you
kind
guys...
Kind of talk about the format, how it works.
Yeah, what it is, the reason I want you to consider getting it, if you were to say, I need help, and most of us do, that's not a few people, get it. Order it on Amazon, and what it is it's 31 days in a row that you would have just a short devotional. Mm-hmm. It's like a page or page and a half.
Yes, not overwhelming,
no.
which I love.
But here's what he does. His name is Steve Hopp. It was so good. I dug around for his email address. He's in New York City running a biblical
in
counseling
Manhattan.
Ministry. Yeah.
Bless the man.
And I said, Steve, this is gold. This is so good. I use it with every couple I try to help. And he picks up communication basically and looks at it from every possible angle. Because I hope you realize the more you can break a problem down into specific parts,
mm-hmm.
the more hope there is for getting to a better place. He breaks it down. There's more than one thing you can be doing wrong that's affecting communication. And it's 31 days looking at a different angle. And here's how I assign it to couples. So if you're listening and you want help and you're like, we're willing to do some homework, this is your show that's going to give you some homework. Get the book. You each need one. order two copies. Because what he does is each day when you finish the reading, and it's always got some scripture, there's a think about it section privately. Then there's a think together. Mm-hmm. Now, I actually think it's a bit much to every day talk about
it. Seems kind of
so
glorious.
I always say to my counselees, you read it every day and think about it yourself, and then pick one time this week to
like
get together
that.
With your spouse.
It's more doable.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't need to be longer than an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. Mm-hmm. And then you share which day stood out to you the most that grabbed you, that you thought, oh, that was really good. Let's talk about that. And it's usually not that each of you had the same day. And then you take 45 minutes or an hour at most with your spouse discussing the day that stood out to you. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? We've now got you talking mm-hmm. about your talking in your marriage, and you're moving it out of fuzzy land into particulars. Consider one of these resources or both of these resources. Because even though we're talking about the mouth, Jesus points us past the mouth and back to the heart in saying, oh, if you really want to change, it starts with the heart. Because he knows that by the time, think about this, you guys, by the time words come spilling out of your mouth, mm-hmm. something's been going on in your heart for a long time.
Right.
So back it up and start with the heart. And when the Bible talks about the heart, let me be clear here.
Yeah, this is really important.
We tend to think, you know, oh, if it's February and Valentine's, heart feelings, heart love, heart emotions. Ooh, let me help you. When the Bible uses the word heart, the Bible is talking about far more than feelings. When the Bible talks about the heart, it's talking about the control center mm-hmm. of who you really are, what you prize, treasure, build your life around, worship. It's really the why you do what you do every day. Mm-hmm. What gets you up and gets you, oh, I live for the kids, or
right.
oh, I live for this cause, or
right.
oh, I live for money, or oh, I live for image. It's what is it that you truly live for?
Right. And whatever that is, at any moment on any given day will determine how you speak to other people, especially those closest to you.
Yeah. And so what it is that you're, and sometimes people can be unaware of it themselves. Jeremiah
17. We were unaware.
I was unaware.
When we went to marriage counseling, we didn't know what we were thinking, prizing, treasuring.
I did not know what I had built my world around mm-hmm. in my heart. But guess what? My wife did know words. Now, she didn't know what was in my heart, but she just knew, why does he keep speaking to me this way? Mm-hmm. Why are his words all in just this volume of, and why does he attack me?
Mm-hmm.
What was going on in my heart would launch me into a war of words with my spouse, my sweet mm-hmm. Vicky, because I wanted what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. And then I had my own areas that I wanted what I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted the perfect family and perfect kids, which meant
yeah.
you need to get in shape, buddy, and
that's
come
right.
do what I want you to do to help me accomplish my goals. So as you can see, we were at war with each other.
And I was unaware what I thought was a good thing. Oh, I want to be the best pastor mm-hmm. ever.
That sounds good.
That sounds good, but it's not good if it actually means, oh, I've crossed the line from I want to be the best pastor ever that I want to win the approval mm-hmm. of 600 people in the church. I must have them love me.
Right.
And so to do that, I do whatever they want. I go 100 hours a week. I never say no. That was the ugly truth of my heart, and I couldn't see it. And so I would argue all day long mm-hmm. with Vicky why I had to go as hard as I did, why I had to do everything I did. I made everything a top priority crisis,
right?
Not just a real crisis with someone airlifted to the hospital. It didn't matter if you just said, hey, will you play your guitar for adult Sunday school? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I would cancel a date night with Vicky. Words were being used wrongly, and we had a war of words between us.
Mm-hmm.
But what the real issue was is there's something off in the heart.
Right.
We're going to talk about it more in the weeks ahead, but ooh, just let me plant that seed. What's going on in your heart is affecting what's coming out of your mouth. And when words are spilling out of your mouth, something's been brewing in your heart for a long time. Jesus says, let's get to the heart. God would love for you to have a marriage that thrives, but it will not thrive until you have awareness of what's going on inside of you and not just what's going on around you with your spouse.
This has been Thrive from Pastor Brad Bigney, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.